Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors, after hearing a presentation from Eureka City Manager David Tyson, as well as several public comments, voted unanimously today to support a feasibility study on a proposed east-to-west rail line running from Humboldt Bay to rail hubs to the east. The study could look at the cost of the tracks, who would pay for it, the engineering involved in building the line, and the impacts it would have on private landowners along any proposed route. The feasibility study will not be done or paid for by the county, according to Tyson, and backers of the rail line voiced their support for the study. The California Highway Patrol is investigating another traffic fatality, this time a single-vehicle collision that claimed the life of 31-year-old Crescent City resident James Presler. The incident occurred sometime between Sunday night and early Monday morning, and the CHP reports that Presler allowed his vehicle to go off the roadway on Forest Service Road N44 near Dinsmore. The vehicle rode down an embankment nearly 200 feet, and Presler, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died as a result of his injuries. Congressman Mike Thompson announced today that he, along with 22 other representatives, have called on House leadership to only use American flags that have been actually manufactured in the United States. Thompson requested the language be included in the upcoming federal budget bill that any American flag purchased by the federal government be made in America by American workers. The initiative has the backing of both Vietnam Veterans of America and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The Conservation Corps in Fortuna has a new center director, and he's got plenty of experience working on Humboldt County crews. Larry Nothius was named to the director's position in July and replaces Michelle Rankin, who accepted a position with the Corps in Sacramento. Nothius began his career on a Corps crew in Wiat in 1988 and has also served the Conservation Corps in Australia and Pakistan, as well as New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina. He takes over the leadership of the young members who perform natural habitat restoration, state trails, and firefighting. And with football season in full swing locally and colleges getting started this weekend, followed by the NFL next week, Suddenlink announced today that its customers can now access Pac-12 Bay Area and the Pac-12 Network to their TV lineups. The Pac-12 Bay Area focuses on Stanford and Cal, along with content from the rest of the conference, and is also available in high definition. And the Arcata Police Department is investigating the theft of three vehicles from the Bureau of Land Management office on Hindon Road. Two private vehicles, a black Toyota Tacoma pickup and a red Toyota pickup and owned by Wildland firefighters, were stolen along with a BLM ATV and its trailer. Thieves also stole power tools from the BLM vehicles parked in the lot, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's a holiday weekend, and that means the California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period across the state. Every available uniformed officer will be on patrol from Friday through Monday on one of the busiest traffic holidays of the year. Officer Chase Adams out of the Humboldt office commented.
You do have the volume. It's kind of the last big bang of summer, last hurrah, and you'll have people doing the typical routes out to Ruth on 36, out to Trinity on 299. And you will at times see an increase of DUI arrests, just sheer number of DUI drivers in the holiday weekends. If it's Memorial Day, 4th of July weekend, Labor Day, what have you, there's a pattern when you do see more during holiday weekends. People have more time off, maybe judgment issues about when they wouldn't usually get behind a wheel with anything to drink, and So I'd say you do see a general increase.
Adams went on to say that impaired driving doesn't mean falling down drunk.
Even if you're technically at or below the legal limit, you're not falling off your feet drunk. It's still, in my experience, in investigating and not only DUI traffic enforcement stops and arrests, but DUI traffic collisions where people actually do crash. There are plenty of times when you're at or below the legal limit, impairment can still be shown to some level.
Over the Labor Day weekend last year, 29 people died in traffic collisions across the state, and more than 1,500 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI. And that's the news on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.